Listen, Gary Porter, I'm from Mercer, Missouri. It's clear up the north side of the state, so that's where we're growing our soybeans at.
You are actually the top yield getter in the state soybean yield contest with 106. Well, you spell it out. How did you do?
Well, it's really been tough for us. We've tried for a lot of years, and the boys and I have been working at it, trying different things to try to get a high yield in soybeans. And lots of times we thought, well, we came up with it. We think these are really going to be good. And it seems like 85 bushel the acre was where we hit a brick wall at. We just could not get past 85 bushel an acre. Lots of times we'd bump right up against that, but we just never could break it. And this time it really pulled through, and we was really excited about it.
What do you think broke down the wall?
Well, I've been kind of concentrating on cutting input cost. I've been trying to make a profit with low prices, and had some low yields actually too, and some drought kind of come through this area, and different things would happen. And so I was trying to keep everything floating by cutting input cost and trying to make a living here. And it turned out that the boys all came. I got three boys that farm with me, and they've been, through college, and their instructors are telling them about the soil test and fertilizer. And I also sit through a high yielding meeting at the Commodity Classic, and we sit through that a couple of times and tried to learn from that to try to do better. And so what we think made the biggest change was we grid sampled all the field, and then we actually followed what the soil test said we should put on it. So that's probably the biggest thing we did. We put a fertilizer that it called for on the field to make the high yield in soybeans. And it just seems like with the luck of the weather this year that it really paid off.
Paid off how? What did you get?
Well, every farm we pulled into, we could tell where we followed the soil test and did exactly like we're supposed to do, our yields was higher. And then we pull into a field where we ran out of time in the spring. We didn't get any fertilizer on. And the combine operators would call me and say, "Hey, did we put fertilizer on this? Because the yields are down." I said, "No, we didn't have time for the yields in that one, fertilizer for that one." So the yields was lower. And then we go to the next field and we put fertilizer on according to the soil test, and they was higher again. So it really made a believer out of us this year.
Tell me about your yields.
Well, we was seeing 80 and 90 all day long everywhere we went, and we was really thrilled. Now, that when we get done with the field, I'd say, well, what was the field average? We had a lot of 60, 65s, and that's what the field averages would be. But there was lots of places where we had really good beans. The combine operators would show me a video of their yield monitor while they was combining, and it was just over 100, 90, 100 all the way through the field. And we was really excited about pulling into our test plots and seeing what they could do this year.
And so what did you wind up with? What was your winning yield?
106 bushel to the acre. I mean, we was really excited. Our test was really good also. Our first test was good and our second test was good, and we was just thrilled to death. I know the combine monitor was saying 115 all the way across it. But they're a little bit off sometimes, and don't get the exact yield. But by the time you take the moisture and the measurement of the field that you com the piece that you combined and come up with the right amount of acres and the feet, and then weigh it at the MFA and turn all the numbers in, it's always hard to get a very high yield. And so we was a little scared at first, but it stuck right in there, 106 bushel an acre, and that's the highest we have ever yielded.
Wow. Do you feel now that you can repeat this success? You said you kind of hit a brick wall at 85. What do you think? How has this changed the way that you're going to produce soybeans?
Well, I've entered a lot of yield contests over the years, and if things work on a yield contest, they'll work on your everyday field also. Now you might need to change the numbers a little bit to make them more realistic. But a lot of those same ideas, they work in your everyday field just as good as you do on a test plot. And so we've been changing these numbers. We've been started out with a seed. We do a full seed treatment on all of our seed to make sure that it has every chance it can to, do what it's supposed to do. And so seed treatment's real important to us. And then we've also been experimenting with foliar feeding in the middle of summer there, put a little foliar on the soybeans, and taking care of them a little bit more with fungicide and insecticide, and just watching them closer and just giving them every chance possible to yield as high as we can. And we think with that and our soil fertility build up and putting on exactly what they need with micronutrients and everything, it just seems like that we broke through that barrier all at once. And I know we had a lot of really good luck with Mother Nature this year, and she gave us the rain. We had a little dry spell there in August. I actually seen some pods fall off in August, which really scared me. I thought, man, alive, I couldn't believe it. I hated to lose some of those pods in August due to no rain. But then we got a timely rain later in August, and it saved us. And that's what really pulled us through. Now, we've all talked about what could those beans have made if we'd have got a timely rain the 1st of August. We just don't know what those beans could have made.
Wow. Anything you'd like to add to this, Gary?
Well, just my sons, they're coming back to the farm. We're just so lucky here. Lori and I have three sons. They're 25, 22, and 21, and they've helped so much on the farm. Their ambition, they're excited. They come up with new ideas, and I'll say, "Well, why aren't we doing this?" And the boys will say, "You know, why aren't we doing this?" And I'll say, "Well, that's the way Dad and I has always done it, you know." And they'll say, "Well, why don't we try something different, you know?" And I love that attitude, you know, like what if, and let's do something different. Let's try something, you know, that we've never done before, and see if we can make it better. And that just, you know, takes an old guy like me and just kind of makes it excited again, you know, something kind of fun to do and something to try. And sometimes they're wrong, you know, but boy, a lot of times they're right, you know, and trying something new, trying something different. And it just makes it exciting here on the farm that we're so lucky, just a family farm like we are. And I got my brother and my nephew and the three sons, and we're just really having a good time.
Talk about your leadership with the corn growers, you know, and how that mixes with soybean growers and soybean yield contest.
Well, you know, just about every corn grower also grows soybeans. That rotation just works out so good for the two crops. You know, when you grow a corn field and the next year you rotate to beans, it makes it better on your fertility, your weed control, and you know, both crops just do better. And so most corn growers like beans also. And so that's, you know, I started out doing corn growers, National Corn Grower Yield Contest, and back in the 80s, you know, and really done good at it back then too, and learned a lot. And then, but I never could break through with soybeans because I just seemed like I never could really master that yet. I mean, we still haven't mastered it, but we do feel a little more confident. And I was talking to boys the other day, and you know, they're excited. We was making out the cash flows there yesterday, and the yields we're putting down, you know, that we think we can actually average these, you know, a yield, you know, and we put down, you know, a 60 bushel yield or something average, and we feel confident that we can do that from now on because the what we've learned and what we've tried, it seems like it's really paying off.
What leadership position did you hold in the corn growers?
Well, in the Missouri Corn Growers, I worked my way up through the ranks all the way up to the president. And then after I became president, I was out the next year. I was, you know, I kind of hated to miss out on too much because we really learned a lot, and it was so exciting. I was really interested in it, and they talked me into running for the national board. So I ran for the national board, and I got that. So I'm in my fourth year on the national board, and boy, that's a quite a step when you're representing corn farmers from, you know, 50 states instead of just one state. There is so many more things that's brought into the mix that you have to take in consideration on every decision you make. And so it's been a real learning experience, and I'm really glad to be on there. And right now it's exciting time. We got some bills going through that we're excited about with ethanol. Prices are up, you know, and different things we're working on for corn farmers to make them more profitable. And so, you know, our livestock's number one, and fuel and trade, you know, different things we're working on. So it's a real fun time on National Corn Grower Board, and I'm really excited to be on there.